listening to Unceded Airwaves by the Indigenous Collective at CITR 101.9 FM. Unceded Airwaves is broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. You're listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. That intro today was from an Unceded Airwaves favorite. That was David Morin with Come Home. And that song I heard on the streets of Vancouver on Friday night at the intersection of, what was it, Robson and Granville Street. I actually came across David Morin, who was playing a foot pedal rendition of Come Home on the street. He was selling CDs there. And unfortunately, I didn't have any cash on me. So I thought, you know, maybe I'll just walk by, take a picture, post it on social media, promote his music. And I walked away. And then I thought, you know what? I could grab this guy a coffee. It's like, it's 9:30 at night. It's cold out. It's January. I'm sure he'd appreciate it. So I backtracked back to where David Morin was playing with the coffee in hand, and he definitely appreciated it. So hopefully we can get David on the show for an interview sometime in the future. I think that would be phenomenal. My name is Lisa Gerbov, and I am Simshan from the Simshan Nation, and I am today's solo host in the studio. I think Mario Parent is on his way, but he's running a little bit behind. So hopefully we'll have some more Indigenous Collective members come a little bit later on in the show. But today's show, we're going to be focusing more on a music show. And this theme today is going to be more of an electronic show, which I am excited about. It's probably one of my favorite genres, especially this time of year. I find that I'm a very seasonal person. I like listening to electronic music in the winter when, you know, you spend more time indoors. Maybe you go to shows that are more indoors. Electronic just seems to be more prevalent in my life during the winter for some reason. Summertime is quite the opposite. It's all about like folk music and, you know, playing guitar on the beach and being outside. So I think that's the genre that I identify with most in the summer. But right now I'm really into electronic music, so I'm super into all of the Indigenous artists that we're going to be playing today on the show. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Season 2, Episode 13. And of course, this week we're doing another music show. Who we are is the Indigenous Collective. I'm the Indigenous Collective Coordinator, and usually we have more students here in the studio, but hopefully they'll be coming in a bit. But together, the Indigenous Radio Collective puts this show together every week to discuss Indigenous issues, current events, and entertainment. And we're also a collective of Indigenous and non-Indigenous students working together to promote Indigenous issues, current events, and entertainment. And we use this weekly airtime for our own self-representation. And so our goal with this show is to center the voices of Indigenous people, to create narratives that empower our stories. And I find that this is something that came up for me over the weekend on Twitter. There was a really involved Twitter thread that started, that basically started with the question, when was the first time you saw an Indigenous person in either a movie or in a book? And it fired off this entire thread of people's first impressions of Indigenous people in media. And it just goes to show all the misrepresentation that happens in media. You can find that thread on our Twitter page at Unceded Airwaves if you want to check it out. I retweeted a few things, liked a few things. But if you go to the first tweet of that thread, you can see just how confused non-Indigenous and Indigenous people were about representations in the media. So our goal here is to challenge those misrepresentations and provide a space for self-representation here for Indigenous students and community members as well. So this gives us the opportunity to define who we are as Indigenous people instead of relying on those inaccurate, stereotypical representations in broadcast media. Indigenous cultures are very diverse and nuanced, and You know, we're not all Plains Indians, as Hollywood would make you think. For me, I'm a coastal person. I grew up eating fish. I didn't do a whole lot of hunting, but definitely cleaning fish, you know, eating crab, cockles, everything from the sea. That's exactly how I grew up. So I don't know. For me, I never really identified with Hollywood representation, because I was like, I don't look like that. I don't wear a headdress. You know, it's just completely, it's just a complete misrepresentation of who I am as an Indigenous person anyway. So for us, you know, sometimes it can be difficult to find relatable Indigenous role models and people in popular media more generally. So this is our opportunity to highlight some influential Indigenous people. So if you're listening to this and you want to get involved, say you relate to the goals of the show and you're wondering how you can hang out with us every week, please reach out. You can always reach us on our social media platforms. We have Twitter at Unseated Airwaves or on Facebook, also Unseated Airwaves. And if this show is something that strikes a chord with you, then we want to hear from you. Everyone is welcome, and there's no experience necessary. We have a meeting this week on Wednesday at 4 p.m. at CITR in the lower level of the sub. If you would like to get involved, but say you don't want to be on air, there are plenty of other ways that you can participate in the collective. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, as I mentioned. And if you have an Indigenous artist that we should know about, you can send us a tweet using the hashtag UnseatedMusic, or you can send us a Facebook message at Unseated Airwaves, and we'll do our best to get it on the air. And if we play a song that you send us, we'll give you a shout out on the show. And so make sure you send along any of those artists who are either, you know, well known, or, you know, maybe they're up and coming. You can send them our way anyway, and we'll definitely do our best to promote them. So this week we're playing all Indigenous electronic music artists, including our show intro. That was David Morin. He doesn't always do electronic. He's more of like an R&B artist, but I just wanted to talk about him right off the start of the show. So we're always looking to hear from our listeners what you're up to, and we also have a feature that happens every week, our Unseated Events Listing. And so if you have an event coming up, I know January and February are really, really busy for events. We have the Women's March coming up on January 14th, the Moosehide Campaign is on the 13th, and you know, there's so many events that are just coming up even this month in January. So we're going to be talking about those later on in the show. But if you have an event that we should know about, make sure that you send that to us as well. All right, to start the show off, I feel like I've done enough talking here. To start the show off, we're going to start with a song that I found from Cody Coyote. The song is Hit the Town, featuring White Deer. And Cody Coyote is an Ottawa-based Indigenous hip-hop artist, and this song came out of the Imagine Native Bullseye Search Contest for Emerging Indigenous Music Talent. And so this song was one of the top three finalists for this competition that went on, I believe it was last year, so it's fairly current. Cody Coyote was in the top three along with Stone Mathers and Ansley Simpson. And through this online contest, Indigenous musicians competed this past summer to submit a sample track of their work, and that was to be considered by a jury of, artists and musicians, industry leaders, leading up to the Imagine Native Festival in October last year. So the contest finalists were promoted through social networks, and the contest winner was announced and awarded at the Imagine Native's annual music showcase, The Beat. But Ansley Simpson won the contest and was given $10,000 to create a professionally recorded demo with up to three songs and produce a music video. But Ansley Simpson is more of like a singer, songwriter, guitarist. And so I found that this song by Cody Coyote really fit the genre that we're going for this week. So this is Cody Coyote with Hit the Town to start us off for the show.
Whatever, I'm down, we in the red.
You heard Cody Coyote with Hit the Town on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Unceded Airwaves broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Up next, we have a song by D. Jane Cokey featuring Niska Napoleon. And Niska is of Cree descent. Niska's actually based out of Vancouver, BC, and was the front woman for the Victoria-based ska band Rocky Mountain Rebel Music. And she's on the verge of her debut release, armed with 2 decades worth of experience and a strong desire to make a name for herself as a solo artist. And so I've been kind of following Niska for a little while now, and she jumps around from genre to genre. But, I mean, for this show, we're doing electronic, obviously, so I wanted to feature her in an electronic song. So this song is with D. Jane Cokey. This song is called And She Goes, and this is a single off of her SoundCloud. I'll post a link to this on our Twitter page for you to check out. All right, you heard Miska Napoleon there, and Mario just adjusting his mic. No problem.
Didn't realize what was going on.
Yeah, no worries. You heard Miska Napoleon. That was a DJ and Koki song. That was And She Goes, a single from the Cree artist Miska Napoleon, based out of Vancouver. And I am joined now in the studio with Mario Parent.
Hello, hello.
I'm so glad you could make it.
Yeah, I'm glad too. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mario Parent. I am Niska from my mother. I am a third-year First Nations Indigenous Studies major. And
we're just here to talk about what we love, remixing.
Okay.
Now, you were telling me a bit before the break that that kind of like where remix was started out of was kind of like in the 90s urban spaces.
Oh, even before that, I would say it goes back to like 70s and 80s hip hop and techno dance, or I guess back then would have been not techno, but the emergence of techno through disco.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh, I never even thought about it that way.
Yeah, those two.
That's
really
where the
coming
roots came from.
Yeah, like turntablism, people of color finding and making, creating their own spaces where they can showcase the history of music and culture coming together. So,
and also with the resources that they had available,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I mean, like if you're creating music, you don't always have, you know, the instruments that everyone else has. But through remix, you can actually repurpose things that are already out there to create new representations.
Exactly. And you can also merge more than one culture together. And so that's what was happening back then, was people of color, like Black people, Hispanic, Indigenous people were also part of hip hop in the early days too, which is important to note, because quite often we have this vision of hip hop being primarily Black, which it is now like in the mainstream, but definitely Indigenous representation has been there right from the start too.
And there's lots of Indigenous hip hop artists as well currently. Like I was trying to think about what if we could do a show today on hip hop, and I was like, I don't even know where to start because there's so
lot,
many
yeah.
artists, and like that would probably be a 2 or 3 part episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And kind of when I was trying to think about electronic music for the show, I was thinking a lot about Karen Recollet and the use of remix. I took David Gertner's Indigenous New Media and Storytelling class last semester, and he put me onto this article by Karen Recollet that was actually just out last year. So it's really current. And Recollet described the purpose of modern Indigenous remix as a way to reconfigure space to produce the protocol of urban spaces. And I think that just really allows the listener or even the creator to kind of go beyond the past, present, and future boundaries. Like you can encompass all three. You can take samples from like a traditional singer or, you know, performance, and you can remix it to create something that's current or futuristic. And I think A Tribe Called Red does a lot of that.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I actually haven't read that article, but I'm really glad that you brought that up. It hits on some really great key points of urban Indigenous experience. Although I don't think it's solely just an urban Indigenous experience to be creating remix culture. We have like members of Mob Bounce that are still like holding their
True
home
that.
Base up north.
Yeah.
Big shout out to them, as well as a lot of other Indigenous hip hop artists out there. But, you know, my experience living in Vancouver has been a lot of hip hop. So.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's the great thing, too, about remix is that it is so accessible. So someone could be, you know, sitting at home on their laptop, you know, even somewhere like isolated, you know, where maybe all you have is internet, you might not even have phone service. But through the internet, you can take samples and you can create things and you can put it on the internet for sharing, you know, wherever you are, as long as you have that internet connection. And I think that's a really interesting way for Indigenous people and even people of color to really intervene in this this music industry that basically says, you know, if you're profitable, then you can make this kind of music. It's like anyone can make music.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think it entirely takes a lot of technology or even, you know, like programs, like modern programs like today. I think if you can put together an iTunes playlist of some cool tracks, like that's all part of remix culture and being able to have that year and then being able to put your own touch on it, whatever that expression may be, culturally or personally.
And even mixtapes, like those are coming back.
Yeah, exactly.
Like RPM FM, I'm obsessed with their website because that's where they have all the indigenous artists on their website. Well, not all of them, but they have a lot of them on their website. And they even have mixtapes so you can just, you know, throw it on and it goes for an hour. And it's just like this cool compilation of it's like remix culture. That's exactly like what you were saying.
Yeah. You do spoken word over top of it or, you know, a lot of people rap. That's great part about hip-hop in that terms of sample-based hip remix culture.
Totally. And I think the act of also finding new and creative ways of presenting indigenous information through remix or through hip-hop or through rap just really resists kind of how indigenous people are being represented in media, but also through music. And I think that just that really intervenes with our representation as indigenous people, which I think is really important because with music, you know, if you create something that strikes a chord with someone, it goes a lot further than if you were to, you know, say write a tweet or something. You know, just that process of putting your ideas out there and representing yourself in a certain way through music is a different way of communicating and getting your message out there.
Yeah, and I also feel like it gives access to more indigenous people to connect with their own voice, wherever that may be. Some people may not have access to traditional knowledge or songs, and I think remix culture gives that opportunity to express oneself fully in that kind of capacity where, all right, well, I don't have that connection to my past entirely, but here are some things that I connect with that may represent some of those things to me, and then just grow from there. And I think that's always the great thing about hip-hop and dance culture to me, is that it gives a starting point, an entry place for people to start getting in touch with who they are, what they really enjoy. And of course, that all comes from like movement and rhythm. And that's so important just to begin from there.
And I think also just this whole process of remix culture just shows that we're not, you know, stuck in the past. Like we're not in the history books. We're indigenous people and we're current. And the act of creating something right now in the present is a way that we can show that that's who we are in the current day. You know, we're not indigenous people who are still living in longhouses. You know, we're modern people and we're just representing ourselves in different ways with the technology that we have access to.
Yeah, exactly. Having access to contemporary technology, like people are going to come across using 808s. Like, why not?
Right.
Hand drums are great, but if you want to get that low end, you're gonna have to use an 808 and there's someplace like so.
And that's the best thing too, you know, you just got to experiment with stuff. And this article that I was mentioning that was by Karen Recollet, that was just published last year, focused a lot on Skookum Sound System and their song I O Stomp, I think it's called.
Okay.
And so this next song that we have up is Dean Hunt from the album Sea Monsters. And Dean Hunt is actually a Heltsik artist based out of Bella Bella. And he's also a visual artist. He's a traditional tattoo artist, but he's also a music producer from the Eagle Clan of the Heltsik Nation. And so Dean studied studio engineering and music production in Vancouver and has applied his skills as a music producer with Skookum Sound System. So now he's with Sea Monsters in this next track that we have coming up. And so this next song that we have is called Nawala. And so I'm going to just check this one out. I like it. I'm obsessed with it.
I'm really into those guys a lot.
I'm obsessed with all these songs.
I'm super into any piece of art that either Dean Hunt or Bracken is putting out, whether that's music or visual based. Like, it's incredible.
So good. Okay, so this is Dean Hunt from the Heltsik Nation. Like a punch.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quichua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary.
Unceded Airwaves airs every Tuesday from 11:30 to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM or at CITR.ca.
And we meet every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. to plan our upcoming shows.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
If you or someone you know is experiencing challenges with mental health, there are lots of peer and professional resources available at UBC and in the community.
Kaleidoscope is a peer-run mental health support group on campus that meets every Monday, except statutory holidays, from 5 to 6 p.m. in Buchanan Building B, Room 307.
You can visit our website for updated meeting times and additional mental health resources at the-kaleidoscope.com.
If you live in Vancouver and need immediate help, please phone Mental Health Emergency Services at 604-874-7307 or 1-800-SUICIDE for the rest of British Columbia.
Heard Chauncey Tales with Dancing in the Streets. That is an artist that I just found yesterday, and I am also obsessed with. I'm going to say that about every single artist that we play on the show today. That song was called Dancing in the Streets, and Chauncey Tales is a Seneca producer out east, and that song we found on SoundCloud. We'll post a link on our Twitter page using the hashtag UnseatedMusic. Now to check out what's happening out on the land today in the Musqueam Territory, the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh Territories. Today you can expect it to be pretty damp out there. You can expect periods of rain with a high of about 4 degrees tonight. More rain, 4 degrees. Sounds like we're back to that January weather. Right now, it's mostly cloudy, and guess what? 4 degrees at the Vancouver International Airport. Up next, we have DJ Shub with the song called Old School Is for Lovers featuring Morningstar River.
Thank you.
You heard DJ Shub with Old School Is for Lovers featuring Morning Star. My name is Lisa Gerbov, and I am Simshan from the Simshan Nation, and you're listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. And we're doing an electronic show today, and so we're going to keep going on with that theme. But before then, we wanted to talk a bit about some unceded events that are happening here around Vancouver. And joining us in the studio, we have a new Indigenous Collective member, Anna.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Welcome.
And you, this is your first time on the air with us.
Yeah, it is. And I'm so excited to be here and taking less courses this semester. So I'm glad to be able to have more time for things like this. I'm a white settler here and grew up on unceded Musqueam territories. And I'm major in GRSJ and minor in FNIS.
So gender, race, social justice,
yeah.
First Nations and Indigenous studies.
Yes.
All the good things.
It's amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, we're really happy to have you here. And you found an event that's coming up tomorrow for our unceded events listing.
Yeah, there's this film that I've heard a little bit about called Fire Song. It was at the Queer Film Fest in the fall. It's by Cree Métis director, writer Adam Garnett Jones.
Okay.
But I haven't actually seen it. I'm looking forward to seeing it tomorrow night.
Where is it playing?
It is here in the Nest, I believe, at the SASC, at the Sexual Assault Support Center.
Okay, so that's up on the third floor, I think? It's in the building.
Yeah, it's in the Nest.
Yes.
I'm sure there will be posters around, so you can come up here on the UBC campus. And that's tomorrow evening, you said?
Tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock in room 2504.
Is that free?
I'm going to guess that maybe it is, or maybe by donation.
Okay. That sounds awesome. I had the chance to actually see that. I know part of the Queer Film Festival. Last year, I knew somebody that had a review account, so we reviewed it, and I was like, wow, that is an amazing film. It really gets in depth with the characters touching on different nuances of growing up queer within Indigenous community on the res, and then also kind of trying to strike the balance between rural life and going off to the city to find, you know, a place a little more comfortable, but at the same time, it's a great film.
Like, cool.
That's amazing.
They handle that.
And this month, January, is Sexual Assault Awareness Month at UBC. And so there are quite a few events happening around campus. On January 18th is Wear Denim Day and a Denim Day sticker. So that shows your support for ending sexual assault on campus. So ask your friends and your colleagues to wear denim. This is like the one day that it's okay to wear the Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah, maybe write Dr. Santa Ono another tweet or 10,000.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say it.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's another thing that you can do on January 18th. We have lots of events coming up, though. Like I mentioned earlier, coming up on January 21st is the Women's March on Washington. And that one is going to be based out of Vancouver. That's January 21st from 10 a.m. until noon at the Jack Poole Plaza at Canada Place. And so this is going to be taking place on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. And so there's going to be music and speakers, and there's also going to be a march happening. And so, yeah, this is a free event. You don't need any tickets or anything like that. Basically, people are mobilizing to support women and to protect women's rights and civil liberties. With everything that's happened with the U.S. election, a lot of that is being risked for a lot of women feel that way anyway.
No, exactly. Yeah. I feel that way. It's important to recognize that the politics of the United States has a huge influence on Canadian politics, and you see that starting to reemerge again with alt-right leanings coming up again. And when we say alt-right, we definitely mean white supremacist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's an important event that's happening on the 21st. Another unseated event, something that's a bit more fun and here on campus, is the CITR and Discorder all-day open house. So come on down here to the station. We are in the lower level of the Nest. And you can just come on by and say hello. I think we're going to have some Indigenous Collective members hanging out. You can come by and meet us when we're not hastily producing a show in the lobby. So yeah, you can come by and just say hello. And of course, CITR is also having the Shindig Semifinals Night 2, and that's happening tomorrow. And so yeah, you can check that out. We'll post all the details to this on our Facebook page and on our Twitter page using the hashtag Unseated Events. But I think we've talked about Unseated Events for a little bit here, so we're going to keep going with the music. This is a song we played last week to end off our show. This is Sila and Rise, and these artists are Inuit, and so this song combines throat singing along with dance floor beats, as I mentioned in the last show. And we'll post this. Well, this song's already up on the internet on our Twitter page, but I just love this one, and I just really wanted to play it again. I feel like so awesome just like walking around town repping this in my headphones. I just like feel so powerful listening to it. So yeah, that's why I'm playing it again.
You need to get one of those little Beats by Dre portable speakers and just start blasting it in people's faces. Just make it happen.
That's such a thing of our times. Like, yeah. It used to be the beatbox that you would actually carry, like this big large thing. Now it's like this tiny little mobile device that you can just play.
Set it as your ringtone on your phone and get somebody to keep calling you all day. Like, is that me?
Let me just like play this really loud. I actually changed my alarm, my alarm that I wake up to Skookum Sound System's Star Wars Canoe. That has been like the best decision of my week so far.
Yeah.
It's just like makes waking up so awesome. Just like, yeah,
sweet.
This is great.
And another way that, you know, technology is changing the way that we can listen to music as well as like maybe produce things too.
So, absolutely. Yeah. So this is Sila and Rise with a song from their debut album. This song is called One. We'll be right back.
After 9 weeks of live performances, Shindig, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands, is moving into semifinals. Come out to Shindig January 10th to see Devours, Mark Mills, and Prison Hair, the 17th to see Carousel Scene, Jerk in the Can, and Pavel, and the 24th to see Jock Tears, Tiny Sprout, and Mirepoix. The semifinals are every Tuesday of January at Pat's Pub. As always, there will be an opportunity to win beverages for jokes or fun facts. Shindig is sponsored by AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder Magazine, Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste Festival, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Four Winds Brewery, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print. All three shows will be amazing, and you'll want to be there to see which of these three local artists will move into the final round.
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
All right, you're listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. It is 11:56, and our time here is coming to a close, so I wanted to thank both Anna and Mario for coming on today and co-hosting.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much. It was awesome.
And we also had in the studio, Chris is just behind us hanging out.
Yeah, Chris is going to be coming on, I think, next week. And hopefully we'll get some more voices on this semester.
That's right.
And just a reminder that coming up this Wednesday, we have our Indigenous Collective meeting, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. And that's here at CITR in the Nest. So if you'd like to get involved this semester and you don't have any experience, but you'd like to hang out with us, you know, you're definitely welcome to just come out to our meeting on Wednesday and see how you can get involved. So yeah, thank you for coming in, and I know you were kind of like hung up a little bit, so you came in a bit late, but I'm really glad you came on so we could have a discussion about Remix.
Yeah, I'm glad I could make it. I was on the bus just like, oh my God, I'm going to be like a half hour late.
Oh no, that's okay. I mean, things happen. It's the beginning of the semester. Everyone's still trying to figure everything out. So to end off this show, we have one last song for you. And by the way, we didn't actually play any Tribe Called Red on this electronic show.
It's okay. We made a show happen and goes to prove that there's a lot more Indigenous artists out there that make electronic music.
Totally. And not just A Tribe Called Red either. I mean, we've had 8 different artists on, maybe 9 different artists on today.
Yeah.
All of them making great stuff.
No, I was really excited to hear some new tunes too. I actually wasn't familiar with a lot of those. So
yeah, you like
good
that
on
last
you for,
one.
Yeah. That. For being able to kind of do all that research, because I know sometimes I just don't have the capacity to go looking for new stuff.
And I would just like to thank RPM FM for doing all my research, because that's literally where I found all this great music from. But yeah, so this next song we have is Exquisite Ghost with Zibiwan. This song is called In This Way World, and Exquisite Ghost is Jordan Thomas from the Peguis First Nation, and Zibiwan is Anishinaabe. So this is a collaboration track and a single that we're going to post on our Twitter page for you to check out. And thanks for being with us for Season 2, Episode 13 of Unceded Airwaves. Grow up fast.
Oh,